Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Sala for Guidelines, a 5-minute commentary on living.
Have you ever watched a goldsmith as he heated a small ingot over a fire, then took his mallet and deftly struck blows that quickly changed the shape of the ingot into something that only he could see in his mind's eye? I've watched that happen. I've noticed that the craftsman didn't follow a book or a blueprint. He just knew what he wanted to do. And he also knew that if he continued the blows of his mallet, he would destroy the artistry that he was producing. I've been thinking recently of a letter which I value, which came from a dear brother who was held in captivity by the FARC guerrillas of Colombia for almost 3 years. His life was put on hold. His future was interrupted, and his hope for deliverance grew dimmer month by month, then year by year. Looking back over that time of discouragement and despair, he said that God was doing something on the inside, which he wanted his captors to see on the outside. What's good about depression? Not much, if you are the one who feels like you are under the giant treadmill that is grinding the juice out of the grapes. Yet, when you're walking through the valley, if you can only see light at the other end, you can keep plodding on, knowing that nothing is forever. The fact is that God often teaches His children some of the most valuable lessons we ever learn through difficulty and affliction, and that includes discouragement and depression. Roses never smell better than when their fragrance is released through crushing. There is no perfume without the crushing. There can be no bread without the crushing of the grain. It's always been that way. Isaiah observed, "Grain must be ground to make bread." So one does not go on threshing it forever. Though he drives the wheel of his threshing cart over it, his horses do not grind it. He uses a picture. Horses pulling a threshing cart. But it is the wheels of the cart, not the horses, that grind the grain. Frankly, it helps me to know that God knows how much I can handle. And though we may differ on that at times, I know He's always right. He knows He cares, and He will eventually say, enough. When you feel you're still in the fire, say, 1, God knows better than I do when enough is enough. 2, the fact that I am undergoing a trial, a dark period in my life, doesn't mean for a moment that God has left me. He's only brought me to this point. But He will also walk with me through the valley and take me through it. 3, I will tell my doubts and fears where to get off and refuse to believe what I know to be untrue. With Paul, I will affirm that even if everyone, my thoughts included, are liars, God is true. 4, I will search the Scriptures and hold on to the promises of God, knowing that He is a gentleman and will keep His word. 5, I will strive not to be impatient, believing that God will give me deliverance in His time. I'll also be looking for parallels between what I'm going through with Joseph in Egypt and Daniel in the hostile environment of Babylon. 6, I will not throw away my confidence in God. I will hold on to Him. 7, and though He slays me with depression, with Job I will trust Him. Friend, if you could only see the whole, that which God sees, your valley would not be so dark or your days so long. That's where the element of faith must come into the picture. Trust Him, friend. Nothing is forever. Remember that phrase, "It came to pass, your depression will pass too." As you start a new year, strive to put the past behind you and realize with the rising of the sun comes His grace and strength. And with the beginning of a new year, there is grace and help. You can download what you've just heard or the series on depression by going to our webpage on the internet, guidelines, guidelines.org.